Also joining along is his big brother from Texas. He's also white native and fellow octogenarian, father of four, Pop Pop to six, and Uncle Bob to Teresa. Please welcome Robert Holder. All right, Rob. Here's the moment of truth. Whenever you're ready, it's your pitch.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dog pile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome here to a beautiful, absolutely beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and the open between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05, thinking of Jackie Robinson Ballpark, leading you up until our 6:10. First pitch here this afternoon at Clover Park, the second meeting of the season between the Tortugas and the Mets. St. Lucie and Daytona meeting at the Jack. The first weekend of the season a few weeks back, the Mets taking the first two games of that series. Daytona earning the W in the nightcap. Daytona coming into play today, winners of six of their last seven, 8-7 overall. The Mets a game ahead of them in the Eastern Division standings at 9-6. Daytona taking 5 of 6 last week against the Bradenton Marauders after being walked off in four straight games in their previous road trip against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Only 2 RBIs out of the 7 runs scored in that win against Bradenton on Sunday, with a plethora of runs scoring on wild pitches and balks. Daytona, though, did a marvelous job taking advantage of those miscues. They'll try and do the same again today. Sam Benscooter has been sublime in his last two outings. Will make his second start of the season for Daytona this afternoon. Franklin Sanchez, who did not pitch against Daytona in that opening series at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, will get the ball today for the Mets. Sanchez 0-1, a 3.18 ERA. Benscooter 1-1 with a 2.53 ERA. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. When we come back, a little bit earlier, we had a chance to sit down with the birthday boy today. Turns 23 on this April the 26th. Ruben Ibarra will be our guest when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. The Mets and Tortugas, Mets and Reds in Florida State League Baseball coming your way on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the outstanding first baseman, that is Ruben Ibarra. Ruben, your first full professional season here, your second stint a little bit here with the Daytona Tortugas. Have you enjoyed your first month back here in 2022?
Daytona's made it really easy to come back and be able to play in an environment that revolves around baseball, and they love their baseball, so it's really fun to get in front of that atmosphere and to play the game I love and to continue out my career and further it.
This has been a really interesting start to the 2022 season. You had a really tough stretch last week in Palm Beach where you lost 4 straight games on walk-off losses. And since then, you guys as a team have won 6 of your last 7 ball games. What does that say about you and your teammates that you've been able to bounce back so well from a really tough stretch that a lot of it surrounded bad luck?
I mean, on behalf of speaking on us, it's, you know, losing is never fun. So when you have a bunch of baseball players that are extremely competitive, the environment becomes to where you hate losing more than you love to win. So that translates into playing more aggressively, playing harder, playing for each other, and playing to win. And through that week, we grew really close together because you could just see the facial expressions, as our mental skills coach even told us. It's very suffocating to lose in that manner. And when you just have guys that want to win and want to succeed, but in order to do that, you have to put up some wins first, then it revolves around a winning atmosphere, and it revolves around coming together and the unity of the team, and how the Tortugas have kind of sponged together after that week was tremendous. So hopefully we do it again this week.
How much fun is it to be around a group like that continues to push itself forward, always seems to try and find the positive things even when things aren't going the right way? Because it seems you guys really love being around one another, and it shows on the field.
Ultimately, it's a part of being at the end goal of being in Cincinnati, but we do know the process, and we do trust it, and we do know that we have to get through this stage first, so you might as well crack some smiles and, you know, have some jokes along the way. And you know, that's what forms great teammates, and that's what forms great bonds. I mean, coming from college in San Jose, I have some lifelong friends I'll never forget there, because we all knew the ultimate goal was to get drafted. Now you're here, and now the ultimate goal is to play for the Big Red Machine. So once you get there, then I don't even know, but I'll be chasing another goal till then.
Now, always, that's always a huge goal for everybody. And during the course of a professional baseball season, can get very tiring. It's a lot of days. Obviously, you have the one day off a week, but you always seem to come into the ballpark every day with a big smile on your face, with a sort of an attitude that reminds me of, you know, me and my friends when we were playing growing. Where did that, you know, that mentality, where did that love for baseball
get, you know, cultivated for you?
Man, see, that's a great question. I just believe that I've always had that attitude in any sport I really played. I think baseball is the one I really exercise it the most, because it's a long process that I fell in love with rather than the sport itself. Like, I fell in love with the process of working. I fell in love with not the results, but just also the work build up to it. I saw this great quote that said, winners love to win, but champions love to work. So with that, my desire grew tremendously, and I still live by a quote. I tell my brothers, I tell his teammates, I'll tell everyone to this day, I play every inning like it's a 0-0 ball game, and I'll play every game like it's my last game I'll ever play. So that's how much heart and passion I play behind this game, and you'll see it. And if you ever get to watch me play, for those who are listening, can't make it out, if you ever get to watch me play, you'll see I play every game like it'll be my last, and I'll always smile, and I'll always sign anything. And you know, I just want everyone to know that whenever they see me walking down, they said, that guy gave it his all.
It always comes, that kind of mentality always sort of gets cultivated by family too a little bit. And remember a couple weeks ago before that Sunday game in Palm Beach, it was your dad's birthday, and you had an awesome post about how, you know, special he was in terms of, you know, breeding this great passion for the game of baseball. What has your dad meant to you as you continue to grow, not just as a ball player, but as a person?
My world, man. It's so hard to, you know, say where I could be or say where I could have been if I didn't have him. So with his love and support that he's always put on me, that he's always given me, whether I wanted it or not, he's always had my best outcome. He's always had my best interest for me. And with that being said, like, my dad's my number one hero. He's my first best friend. He's everything. And, you know, my mom's a saint. I love her just as much, but she can vouch too. When I was growing up, I was always a daddy's boy. So my dad and I have a really strong connection. We're both very similar in how we go about our business, except he preaches that I'm a better man, but I always try to live up like him.
One final question for you. Talk about strong connections. One of the newest members of the roster down here in Daytona Beach is Jamar. Remember, and I was introducing myself to him. You put your arm around him, say, this guy's going to be a star. It was an awesome photo you guys posted as well on Sunday, both in Raiders jerseys, getting ready to come to the ballpark for a ball game. Where did this friendship between you and Jamal start, and how fun is it to have another California guy that you have that Raider fandom connection with?
It started early in my high school career, both of our high school careers, because we kind of played for this travel team with Rob Bruno, and it was the Red Sox scout team that they had put together, and we had done a couple showcases, and Jamal and I just kind of clicked. As you could see, like, we're like peas and carrots, as Forrest Gump would say, but I mean, we just kind of flow, man. It's just how we vibe. It's just how we carry ourselves. It's how we go about our business that, like, makes us really presentable and likable, and, like, us, we're just, like, two... how would I say it? We're like two bouncy balls in a little room, man. We can go anywhere at any time, man. It's just the California thing. It's just the love we share, the passion we have, and, you know, luckily, like, we got both of our heads straight, so when we put our head down and we work, people gravitate to that.
Ruben has a lot of fun every day. He comes out to the office, and he makes every day that I come out to the office fun as well. Thank you so much for the time, Ruben. Been such a pleasure watching you this season. Keep thriving. We look forward to talking to you the rest of the way.
Appreciate it, Justin.
Thank you. Next to the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay! Okay!
Want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Thank you. Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball here at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. Justin Rock back with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. And as Franklin Sanchez warms a look at tonight's starting lineups, first for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Jay Allen II grew up just about 13 miles away from here, or attended high school, I should say, about 13 miles away from here. We'll lead off in center field. Austin Hendrick bat second in right. Michelle Triana over at third base in the three spot. Ruben Ibarra, the birthday boy, and our pregame guest will clean up at first base. Jamal O'Gwin is in left field batting fifth. Gus Steiger, five straight multi-hit games in the sixth spot at shortstop. Hayden Jones behind the plate batting seventh. Sebastian Almonte in the eighth spot over at second base. And Andrew Salcedo will be the starter at DH. He will bat ninth. And for Daytona, Sam Benscooter getting the start against this Mets starting lineup. Alex Ramirez leads off in center. Stanley Consuegra, left fielder, bat second. Shervin Newton over at shortstop in the three spot. William Lugo cleans up at third base. Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder, in the five hole. Raul Berasierta is the first baseman, hitting sixth, batting seventh, and DHing Omar De Los Santos. Drake Osborne behind the plate, and Albert Suarez will bat ninth at second base. Jay Allen II, a large round of applause as he steps into the box for the first time as a professional here at Clover Park. Allen is ready. So is the right-hander, Franklin Sanchez. Righty set. Righty batter set. The windup, our first pitch of the game, is a fastball strike at 97, and we are underway at 6:11 Eastern Time. Allen hitting 234 in 13 games, 11 for 47. A double, two homers, seven RBIs. The righty fires. And the 0-1 breaking ball missing outside. Appeal down to the base umpire did not go. And the count 1-1. Allen 1-for-3 in the game on Sunday. Had an RBI, a walk, and a stolen base. The 1-1. And Allen, a hard ground ball through the left side, a base hit. Just to the left of the third baseman, Lugo. And Allen II returns back home to St. Lucie County with a leadoff base hit. Rooting for the visitor with so many local ties. So Allen is aboard to start the game, and now the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick hitting 295 in 13 games, 13 for 44. A double, three homers, five batted in. And Sanchez misses up and away. It is 1-0. Hendrick 0 for 4 on Sunday, snapped an eight-game hitting streak. Did walk and score a run, though. Allen leads off of first. Sanchez at the belt. Runner starts and stops, and Hendrick fouls it back. It is 1-1. Sanchez, the starter for the Mets tonight, 6'6", 204 pounds from Jimani in the Dominican Republic, signed back in 2019, 21 years old.
The right-hander working from the first base side of the hill, the 1-1. And Hendrick, a high fly ball to center. Ramirez, sunglasses on, backpedaling, turns around to his right. He'll make the catch above that cap. And Allen bluffs a tag and heads back to first base. So Hendrick retired, 1-on-1 out. And now the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Triana hitting at 220 in 13 games. Three doubles, no homers, four RBIs, 1-for-3. A walk and a couple runs scored in the finale against Bradenton on Sunday. Lefty batter, slight bend in his knees. Runner goes, first pitch is swung on and driven in the air right center field. Over and to his right, making the catch. Allen's got to get back to first base. He was on second base. The throw in is offline. Throw over to first to the pitcher, covering by the first baseman, Barisierta, is late. Wow, what a wild play. Allen was off on that pitch. Triana hit a line drive in a right center field, and it hung up there for the right fielder, Carlos Dominguez. Allen was going on the pitch, stopped at second base, and I don't know if he was obstructed from seeing what was going on out there, but took a late break back to first, but an offline throw pays off for Daytona as Allen gets back. So 1-on, 2-out, and Ruben Ibarra, who gets drilled on the left shoulder. Oh, well, that's one way to celebrate your birthday. Not exactly the present he was looking for, but he is aboard. And now Daytona with 2-on, 2-out. And the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin, will step in. O'Gwin added to Daytona's roster on the 22nd. Picked up his first professional base hit on Sunday. Was 1-for-2, couple walks, couple runs scored. One for his first four in Daytona, with four walks and nine plate appearances. 2-on, 2-out. And Sanchez from the stretch. And the first pitch, fastball on the outside corner at 97. It's 0-1. Sanchez making his third appearance, second start, 0-1, a 3-1-8 ERA. Five hits in 5 2/3 innings, two walks, nine Ks. The 0-1, Allen breaks towards third. The throw down by the catcher late. Stolen base for Jay Allen the second, and Ruben Ibarra taking second on the throw as well. And they're going to send Ibarra back to first base. Very confused as to what is happening here. Allen standing at third, and now Gookie Dawkins is out to argue. What in the world could possibly have been ruled there that took away the stolen base from both Ibarra and Allen? The home plate umpire tonight, Matt Watkowski. Base umpire, Zach Martin. And Gookie Dawkins still hasn't returned to the first base dugout. Watkowski had stood behind the plate, but Dawkins still standing in the little cutout between the dugout and home plate. So that pitch still counts as a ball. It is 1-1, but the double steal at the back end does not, for whatever strange reason. And now that hits O'Gwin in the wrist. Shaking it out on that left hand up the first base line, but back-to-back hit batters. And after all that, the double steal, while it affects the stats for a relative non-factor, as now Daytona has the bases loaded and two out. And the red-hot shortstop, Gus Steiger, stepping in. Steiger had five multi-hit games to close out that Bradenton series as time called. And Victor Ramos, the Mets pitching coach, will jog out to the mound to try and help out the right-hander Sanchez, who's been a little bit all over the place in this opening inning. But Steiger will be the batter when play resumes here at Clover Park. Gus hitting at 275 in 14 games. Three doubles, no homers, and seven RBIs. Steiger, 2-for-4 with a walk on Sunday. Coming into play today on a five-game hitting streak. 10 for his last 20. Home plate umpire Watkowski out to break up the meeting. So Ramos will head back to the third base dugout. Allen the second singled, he is at third. Ibarra plunked at second. O'Gwin the same at first. And the first pitch to Steiger sails up and in. It is 1-0. Defensive alignment behind Sanchez tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Carlos Dominguez, the 1-0. And Steiger looks at a 98-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike, 1-1. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Shervin Newton, Albert Suarez, and Raul Barrasierta with Drake Osborne doing the catching. The 1-1. And Steiger, a hard ground ball to short, but right at Newton, who will throw to second. Suarez there for the force to retire the side. Daytona, no runs, a hit. Two-hit batters, and the bases left loaded. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Daytona nothing, and the Mets coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experience. HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sam Benscooter warming up on the hill, making his second start of the year for Daytona. He'll go up against his St. Lucie Met starting lineup. Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, Shervin Newton, the top third of the order. William Lugo, Carlos Dominguez, Raul Barrasierta, the heart. And Omar De Los Santos, Drake Osborne, and Albert Suarez making up 7, 8, and 9. Sam Benscooter on the mound for Daytona today, 6'3", 223 pounds, 24 years old from Tecumseh, Michigan. Undrafted free agent signee by the Reds out of Michigan State last July. Alex Ramirez will lead off for the Mets here in the home first. And Benscooter's first pitch, a fastball up and away at 92, 1-0. Ramirez hitting at 420 in 12 games, 21 for 50. Four doubles, two triples, no homers, five RBIs. And Ramirez takes a strike on the outside corner. It is 1-1. Righty kicks and deals, and Ramirez a ground ball to short. Staying down on it, Steiger. And the throw to first in plenty of time. One away. And now the left fielder, Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra in 13 games, 264 average, four doubles, no homers, five RBIs. Lights have flickered on here in Port St. Lucie, but no effect yet as the first pitch to Consuegra yanked in the dirt and all the way to the backstop, 1-0. Defensive alignment behind Benscooter tonight, left to right in the outfield. It is Jamal O'Gwin, Jay Allen II, and Austin Hendrick as Consuegra pops it back up in our direction, but will land on the roof of Clover Park, 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Gus Steiger, Sebastian Almonte, and Ruben Ibarra, with Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate, the 1-1. And a nifty slider. And Consuegra caught lunging. It is 1-2. Benscooter, 1-1 record coming into tonight, a 2.53 ERA, the 1-2 pitch. And that slider missing down and away. It is two balls and two strikes. Fourth appearance, second start, seven hits in 10 and two-thirds innings, two walks, 19 strikeouts, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball at the letters, got him looking. Strike three, 94 up in the zone. First strikeout today for Benscooter. Two up, two down in the first, and now it is the shortstop switch hitting Shervin Newton. Newton hitting at 283 in 13 games, 13 for 46, eight doubles, no homers, six RBIs. Third baseman Triano well off the line with Newton batting left-handed. And Benscooter misses off the outside corner. 1-0. Sam, just two walks, 19 strikeouts. in 10 and two-thirds innings this year, the 1-0. And that misses up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Ben Scooter coming into play today, leading Daytona in strikeouts. The 2-0. Slider drops in there for a called strike. Well, the curveball, according to the Hawkeye, it is 2-1. Scooter working quickly. And that breaking ball hangs high. It is 3-1. Scooter against Bradenton out of the bullpen last Wednesday. It was fantastic. And earned the first win of his pro career, the 3-1, off the hands back towards us. And the back of the seating bowl. It's a full count. Four innings, no runs, two hits for Ben Scooter to get the win in support of Jose Franco. Walked one and struck out a career-high 9 hitters. Payoff pitch. Struck him out. Back foot slider. And Newton nearly turned himself into a pretzel trying to make contact. Three up, three down. Go the Mets in the first as Ben Scooter strikes out a pair to the second inning. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, no score here at Clover Park. Fans need to get your group to the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Bottom third of Daytona's lineup, due up against Sanchez here in the second inning. Hayden Jones, lefty swinging catcher, will lead it off. Righty from the first base side, first pitch is up and away for a ball. 1-0. Jones coming into play today for Daytona, hitting at 205 in 11 games, 8 for 39. Two doubles, no homers, two batted in, the 1-0. And Jones takes outside. It is two balls and no strikes. Jones on Sunday, 0 for 4 with a strikeout at a tough series against Bradenton. Was just 2 of 13. Did have a double and an RBI, though. The 2-0, way up and away. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's three balls and no strikes. Sanchez making his third appearance, second start of the year for the Mets tonight. On a gorgeous, virtually cloudless Tuesday night as Jones takes high ball four. And a four-pitch walk is how Daytona begins the top of the second inning. So the third free pass given up by Sanchez tonight. And now it is the second baseman, Sebastian Almonte. First game for Almonte since Friday. Almonte hitting a .139 in 11 games, 5 for 36. Three of those five hits have gone for extra bases. Two doubles, a triple. Is that one up and in? Almonte backs out of the way. Glances off the glove of the catcher Osborne in behind the plate. And advancing to second there is Hayden Jones. See if that one's ruled a wild pitch or a passed ball. But regardless, Daytona with a man in scoring position. And nobody out. 1-0 the count. On the righty, swinging Almonte. It was 0 for 3 on Friday night. The 1-0. And that fastball across chest high. Looked a little up and one. Dimensions here at Clover Park. 330 down the line in left. 370 Out to left center. 405 to dead center. The 1-1. And Almonte takes that fastball high, 2-1. 370 out to the power alley in right center, and another 330 marker directly down the right field line of the pole. Nice crowd on hand for a Tuesday night here in Port St. Lucie. The 2-1. And Almonte laid on the fastball, elevated. It is 2-2. But Sanchez, as we said, third appearance, second start, 0-1. A 3.18 ERA coming into tonight, just five hits in 5 2/3 innings. The 2-2 pitch, and it struck him out. Fastball with great movement up and in. And Almonte could not turn it around. First strikeout today for Sanchez. And there is one on, one out for the designated hitter, Andrew Salcedo. Salcedo hitting a .154 in five games, 2-for-13, no extra base hits, 3 RBIs. First start as the DH, switch hitter, batting lefty. And Sanchez misses up and away off speed pitch. It is 1-0. Sanchez in those 5 2/3 innings this year, just 2 walks, 9 strikeouts coming into play today. It only hit one man. The 1-0. Way outside with another fastball, 2-0. So Sanchez's command has not been what it had been in his first two appearances of the year. Last pitched at Jupiter on Wednesday. Gave up 2 runs on 2 hits and 3 1/3 and took the loss. The 2-0. Way outside, ball glances off the glove of the catcher, Osborne to the left. But no advance from Jones. It is 3-0 on Salcedo. Top of the lineup, Jay Allen the second waiting on deck. Sanchez, just 11 of his first 26 pitches have been in the zone. Time called at home plate. Jones the man at second, he walked. One away here in the second inning. A 3-0. And Salcedo takes up and away ball 4. And make that the second walk issued in the inning by Sanchez, matching what he had done in his first 5 2/3 innings this year. And now 2-on, 1-out for Jay Allen the second. Allen, single to left his first time. An inning ago. A lot of fans in attendance here to see the local product. Out of John Carroll Catholic High School in Fort Pierce as Allen takes high. Cutter, it is 1-0. Allen attending that high school about 20 minutes, 13 miles north of Clover Park. 1-0, and Allen takes high. Another cut fastball, 2-0. Bunch of different media members reaching out, hoping to speak with Jay while he's in town this week. Not all too different from what he experienced a couple weeks ago in Jupiter. About a half hour away from here, the 2-0. And Allen takes a strike on the inside corner. May have been inside. It is 2-1. Allen coming into play today, 2-for-9. With men in scoring position this season, as some stirring out around the Met left field bullpen as Allen takes up and in for ball 3. Just 12 of the first 31 for the hard-throwing Sanchez have been strikes tonight. Walk just 1 in his first 2 appearances. Each the 3-1. Allen a hard ground ball up the third baseline towards the Met bullpen, foul. And the count full, 3-2. Sanchez count at just under 99. And that last start was only credited as throwing a sinker and a cutter. Wonder if that cut fastball that registered is actually a changeup or some other breaking ball. Payoff pitch to Allen. That one in the dirt. Down and away, ball 4. Third walk of the inning. Surrendered by Franklin Sanchez. And now Daytona have the sack saturated. And one out for the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick flied out to center his first time up. He is 0-for-1. And once again, Victor Ramos out of the Mets' third base dugout as their bullpen springs to life out and left. A left-hander is up and warming. I want to say that is Daniel Juarez. But it has not been a smooth beginning for the young right-hander tonight. Already you look at the line for Sanchez. And it's a bit topsy-turvy. Three walks, one strikeout, one hit. He's hit two batters. So five free passes given up by Sanchez for the first 10 hitters of this game. We'll see if Daytona can capitalize. Hendrick, as we said, 0 for 1 already today. 0 for 4 on Sunday. And the first pitch to Hendrick, hard ground ball through the right side, base hit. Jones will score. Rounding third, stopping there is Salcedo. RBI base hit, Austin Hendrick. He extends his on-base streak to 12 in a row. His sixth RBI and a 1-0 Daytona lead in the second inning. Nice aggressiveness from Hendrick to attack. Didn't hit it explicitly hard, but produces a run. And the bases remain loaded for Michel Triana. Lined out to right his first time, 0 for 1. And a called strike, 0-1. A good throw in from Dominguez that helped hold the runner at third base. Registered at 95 miles an hour as Triana chases that one dripping away. It is 0-2. Daytona still with the bases loaded, one in. Here in the top half of the second inning. The 0-2 pitch. That fastball low. One ball and two strikes. Mets today wearing the home pinstriped uniforms, blue pinstripes. Mets across the chest in orange script lettering. Blue numerals on the front, orange numerals on the back with a white and blue border. Sanchez spikes that fastball in the dirt at 92, and it's even at 2-2. Sanchez, 14 pitches in the first, has thrown 24 with just one out in the second. Those pinstriped white pants down to his ankles. Grayish-black cleats, the 2-2, and that one again spiked. 96-mile-an-hour fastball coming in at 55 feet out of the 60 and 6 inches it needed. And now it's a full count on the Tortugas' third baseman. Ruben Ibarra, who was hit by a pitch in the first inning, waiting on deck. Daytona with one on, or three on, one in, one out, on one hit in this second inning. The payoff pitch, low ball four. Another run will score. It's an RBI bases loaded walk for Michel Triana. And Daytona takes a 2-0 lead. For Triana, his fifth RBI. The fourth walk of the inning for the right-hander Sanchez. And now it's a movement from the third base dugout. And this will be the end of the line for the young right-hander here today. Don't know if that actually is the Mets. Robinson has changed numbers. That's why it was number 2 at Jackie Robinson Ballpark a few weeks ago, number 33 today. That's why the confusion, for me at least, as the Mets will make a call to the bullpen. Bases loaded, two in, one out. And Ruben Ibarra, the birthday boy, against Daniel Juarez. When we return, you're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Going to the bullpen for St. Lucie as we play here in the top of the second inning. An abbreviated start tonight for Franklin Sanchez as he lasts just an inning in a third. And the left-hander Daniel Juarez will try and escape this bases-loaded jam in the opening inning. Daytona already with two. And the bases-loaded walk to Michel Triana. So here is Ibarra hit by a pitch in the opening inning. The lefty comes home, and Ibarra takes in the dirt for ball one. Daytona two runs in on just one hit and four walks in the second inning. Juarez, 5'9", 190 pounds, 21 years old from Guigui in the Dominican Republic. Undrafted or international free agent signee in 2019, the 1-0. And Ibarra takes that one low. It is 2-0. Numbers for Juarez this year. 1-0 record, making his fifth appearance. A spotless ERA of 0, 1 save, 5 hits in 6 innings, 2 walks, 10 Ks, the 2-0. And Ibarra takes a strike that drops in there at 88. It is 2-1. Juarez, opponents hitting 238 against him coming into play today. Lefty fires home, and Ibarra with a missile that nearly decapitated Jay Allen the second. Hits off the sidewall by the Met bullpen. That one coming off the bat at 113.3 miles an hour. Everybody all right. It is 2-2. Allen and Ibarra sort of staring at each other. Then guys see a faint smile on Allen's face, and he knows that the ball missed him. He walked. He's at third. Hendricks singled at second. Triana walked, he's at first as that breaking ball sweeps inside. And now it's a full count. Juarez, last pitching against the Hammerheads on Saturday. Inning in two-thirds scoreless. Payoff pitch, and Ibarra ground ball left side. Under the glove of the third baseman, Lugo, a base hit. Allen scores, here comes Hendrick to the plate. The throw, the tag, he is out at the plate. Advancing to third is Triana, staying at first as he bought out, tried going in standing up. Got a little shove from the catcher Osborne, looking to protect the plate. So Ibarra, an RBI base hit. That's his sixth RBI of the year, but a 7-2 put out on the bases for the second out of the inning. And now men at the corners and two away for Jamal O'Gwin. 106 miles an hour off the bat on the Ibarra base hit. And O'Gwin takes a called strike going one. O'Gwin hit by a pitch. His first time up. He is 0-0. The lefty comes home. And a little bit of three-quarter sidearm angle there. Misses inside. It's 1-1. Juarez in that last outing. No walks, two Ks. 28 pitches, 18 strikes. First and third, two out, 3-0 Daytona. And O'Gwin can't connect on the high fastball. It is 1-2. Mets wearing the blue caps, orange bills, white border around the orange STL logo on the front of that blue and orange bill. The 1-2, that fastball high. 91 on the gun. It is 2-2. Right now in Port St. Lucie, blue skies, some small, thin, gray clouds off beyond the left field wall towards the complexes here. The 2-2 pitch outside. Fastball, ball three. O'Gwynn, the eighth man to bat here in this second inning. 81 degrees in Port St. Lucie. Real feel at 80 according to AccuWeather. 10-mile-per-hour wind gusts east-southeast, blowing in a little bit from right center field. A payoff pitch inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Daytona has sent nine men to the plate in the inning. That their fifth. That is the second time in as many games in which Daytona has had a five-walk inning. And now the bases are loaded again for Gus Steiger. Steiger grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. That was to end last inning, the 0-1. Rather, the first pitch now in there is strike. It is 0-1. Steiger's been Daytona's best hitter, with runners in scoring position coming into play today, 8 for 17, with two doubles and seven RBIs. Bases are full here, three runs in the 0-1, and Steiger takes a breaking ball, strike 0-2. Triana walked, he is at third. Ibarra a single at second. O'Gwynn drew a walk, he is at first. 0-2, and Steiger a fly ball into right. Waiting on it, now drifting back, Dominguez, and with two hands makes the catch to end the inning. But Daytona takes the lead. They score three runs on two hits and leave the bases loaded at the end of one and a half. 3-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sam Benscooter now has a 3-0 lead to protect as we head to the bottom of the second inning. And Sam's first pitch, a slider strike to William Lugo. It is 0-1. Daytona saw 41 pitches in that second inning, just 16 strikes as Lugo hits a high pop-up in the shallow center. Second baseman Almonte calling for it. Now Jay Allen the second waves him off, charging in from center. And on the shallow outfield grass makes the play, one pitch, one out. Here in the bottom of the second inning. That brings up the right fielder, Carlos Dominguez. Hit a grand slam against Daytona at the Jack earlier in the month. Comes into play today. Hitting at 225 in 11 games, and Dominguez standing stoic. Looks at the first pitch outside for ball one. Three extra base hits, all home runs. 11 RBIs for Dominguez as he's laid on the fastball. Up and in, 1-1. Dominguez 9 for 40 at the plate so far this season. Ben Scooter from the first base side of the rubber, the 1-1. And a slider gets through the legs of the catcher, Jones, but Dominguez misses it anyway. It is 1-2. Daytona tonight wearing the road grays. Daytona arched across the chest in green. Green numerals front and back, powder blue border. Green and blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. The 1-2 pitch. That fastball high. 94 that time from Sam. 2-2. All the way down to his ankles. A Those white and silver Nike cleats dug into the Clover Park mound. The 2-2. Slider bounces in front of the dish. Dominguez lays off. It's three balls and two strikes. Now three-quarter sleeves. Black coming out of either end of that gray jersey top. Green cap, green bill for Daytona tonight. White block D logo. Sheldon through the middle wielding a bat. The payoff pitch. Slider outside, ball four, and Dominguez is the game's first base runner for the Mets. Just the third walk issued by Ben Scooter this season. So one on and one out. And now here is the first baseman, Raul Barrasierta. Barrasierta's had an interesting day in that he has been shuffled around a little bit in the Mets' order. Originally started hitting eighth at DH, now batting sixth at first base. As Barrasierta takes a strike knee-high, 0-1. Barrasierta, 259 average. 7 for 27 in 8 games, a double, no homers, no RBIs. Ben Scooter from the stretch, the 0-1. And he thought about offering at the high heater. Lays off 1-1. Yeah, the Mets had Justin Guerrera in their lineup originally, and he got scratched. They had Jack Thomas Wold in their lineup the first two times, and he was a late scratch. About 30, 45 minutes before first pitch, the 1-1 is hit in the air. Back behind second base. Almonte on the outfield grass, calling for it. Allen behind him. And over his left shoulder makes the play for the second out. So a man at first, two down. In the second inning, here is the DH, Omar De Los Santos. He was the latest addition to the St. Lucie lineup today. On that third try, De Los Santos, 256 in 12 games, 11 for 43, 5 extra base hits, 2 homers, 3 batted in. And De Los Santos fouls it back. It is 0-1. De Los Santos on for the Mets, 2 for 3 with a triple and a run score. The 0-1, and that pitch high. Jones out of his crouch to get it, 1-1. One on, two out. Bottom of the second, Daytona, a 3-0 lead on a couple RBI singles by Hendrick and Ibarra. And a bases loaded walk to Triana. The 1-1 runner goes, swing and a miss at the slider. Throw down by Jones, high and not in time. So it's a stolen base for Carlos Dominguez. And the Mets now with a man in scoring position. But a 1-2 count and two outs. On the DH, De Los Santos for Dominguez, his fourth stolen bag of the season. Ben Scooter, that ball behind his back, fiddling it with his right hand as he leans in for the sign from Hayden. And now Ben Scooter steps off and looks Dominguez back to second. Shadows creeping in from the third base side. Shortstop and to the right, all bathed in sunlight. The 1-2 pitch. Struck him out on the breaking ball, but no, they say he grabbed a piece. Went through the legs of Jones. It's hard to tell whether or not De Los Santos grabbed a bit of it. Indeed, he did, says the home plate umpire. And it stays a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Drake Osborne, the catcher, waiting on deck. Righty kicks and deals. And that fastball a little bit high. Lays off, does De Los Santos, 2-2. Ben Scooter made his season debut out of the bullpen against the Mets on opening night. Took the loss in that one. Started off real well in his first two innings. Struggled in the third, gave up 3 runs, and the Mets won the game 9-6 as that one is high. And it's a full count. Last two outings for Ben Scooter, 8 innings, 2 hits. 1 walk and 16 strikeouts. Mets have a base runner on a walk pitch. And this one, a little bouncer out in front of the plate. Picked up on the short hop by Ben Scooter. Flows low to first. Scooped by Ibarra. Runner tries breaking to the plate. The throw home. The tag by Jones. And he's out of the plate. Oh, Dominguez tried scoring on that little dribbler back towards the mound. It died on the grass in front of home plate. Ben Scooter picked it up. With a bare hand, tried throwing quickly to first, was in the dirt, Ibarra made a great backhanded scoop, threw home to Dominguez, who never broke stride heading to the plate. Was a great throw, a tough collision between the arm of Jones and the base runner Dominguez. Cookie Dawkins and Josh Hobson, the trainer, will take a look as he heads back to the dugout. But great defense, keeping Daytona ahead by three. We head to the third, still 3-0 Tugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase tortugas.com.
Top of the third, Hayden Jones all right as he will lead off against Daniel Juarez in the top of the third inning. And Juarez, first pitch breaking ball, is low for ball one. Daytona, a 3-0 lead. Jones was shaken up on that last play to end the inning. A great job by Ibarra and Jones to get Dominguez trying to score from second on the infield hit as Jones takes one on the outside corner. It is 1-1. Ibarra and Hayden Jones combining to make that play and keep the Mets scoreless as a breaking ball. Jones swings through 1-2. Hayden walked and scored last inning. No official at-bat yet today. Into the final line for the Mets starter, Daniel Juarez, and they say Hayden Jones is out on a pitch clock infraction. They say Jones was not ready with 9 seconds on the clock, and home plate umpire Matt Watkowski rings him up. So that's the first time we've seen something quite like that on a pitch clock violation. That's one way for Juarez to pick up a strikeout. Didn't even need to throw a pitch. Now here comes Sebastian Almonte, tries to hold up on the breaking ball and does. On appeal, says the base umpire, Zach Martin. Final line, as we said, for Sanchez tonight, an inning in a third, 3 runs, all earned on 2 hits, as Almonte, a foul tip into the glove of Osborne, 1-1. Walked 4, struck out 1. Hit 2 batters, threw a wild pitch, 40 pitches in just 16 strikes. The lefties 1-1. And that brushes Almonte back, fastball at 89. And the count 2-1. This one fouled straight back. And the count even 2-2. Gorgeous night here in Port St. Lucie. Not too humid, not too cool. Picturesque day here in late April, the 2-2. Fastball got him looking outside corner, 92. And Juarez picks up his second strikeout. Two up, two down for the Mets defensively in the third. And now the designated hitter, Andrew Salcedo. Salcedo walked and scored last inning. Will bat right-handed against the lefty Juarez. And the southpaw comes home, and Salcedo off the end of the bat. This one will land off the netting adjacent to the Daytona right field bullpen. It is 0-1. Salcedo, just 19 years old, beginning to find his rhythm in his first season away from complex ball. The 0-1, and Salcedo takes high. It is 1-1. 1-3 on Saturday against the Marauders. Was 2-6 in that series. With his first three RBIs of the year, as Salcedo fooled on that fastball with good downward break. And it's 1-2. Mets looking for their first 1-2-3 inning of the ballgame. The 1-2 from the lefty. And Salcedo watches that sail high. 2-2. Top of the order. Jay Allen, the second, is on deck. Nobody on. 2 out. Daytona a 3-0 lead. All 3 runs in the second inning. The break even. And Salcedo takes that one on the inside corner. 3. So Daniel Juarez strikes out the side in order in the third on 14 pitches. And one of those pitches wasn't even really a pitch. We head to the bottom of the third. Daytona still in front, 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Blue skies above as Sam Benscooter back to work for the bottom of the third inning, and the first pitch is popped in the infield. Charging in, Gus Steiger calling off Triana and Almonte, and behind the pitcher's mound, in the sunlight, makes the catch, and for the second straight inning, Sam Benscooter needs just one pitch to get the first out of the frame. So Drake Osborne out on the pop-up to the shortstop. And now that brings up the second baseman, Albert Suarez. Suarez, left-handed batter against the righty Benscooter. And the righty's first pitch outside corner at 93. It is 0-1. Suarez, 1-14 on the year. No extra base hits, no RBIs. And that pitch is low. Mike. Suarez originally in the Dodgers system came over with Jimmy Titus last year. He spent part of last year with the Mets, as that is high 2-1. Did not play very much, if at all, in that opening series in Daytona Beach. The late inning defensive replacement one game, the 2-1. Good slider from Benscooter. Not sure where that missed down and in. And it's 3-1. Bases empty, 1 out. 3-0 Daytona. Our score, the 3-1 pitch on the inside corner with the slider. Suarez thought he had a walk. It's a full count. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well here in this inning. But first, the payoff pitch. And a fastball powered behind the plate. It remains a full count on the Mets second baseman. Busy slate of games in the FSL here on this Tuesday night. Top of the 7 o'clock hour. Another 3-2 and another foul ball. This one popped in the air back behind the third base seats and out of the stadium. And the next pitch will be the 8th of the at-bat. Palm Beach and Jupiter battle of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That game A 1-0 Cardinal lead in the second as Suarez hits a chopper towards third. Nice play by Triana on the short hop. And the low throw picked up before it bounces by Ibarra. Two down. Nice play by either corner in the Daytona infield. And back to the top of the Mets order, and Alex Ramirez grounded out to short in the first inning, 0-1. Palm Beach, a 1-0 lead. RBI for Osvaldo Tovalin. Dylan Floro making a rehab start for the Marlins as Ramirez fouls the breaking ball back. It is 0-1. Did not allow a hit, a walk, or strike anyone out. But a couple of errors on a play allowed the Cardinals to get a runner aboard and eventually score. As Ramirez takes outside 1-0, Jose Moreno getting the start for the Cardinals. In that ball game, the 1-1. That breaking ball inside, 2-1. Hammerheads will come to the Jack next week. The first series in May. First meeting of the season between the Marlins and Reds affiliates. Bases empty, two out in the third, the 2-1. And Ramirez fouls the slider. Back behind home plate, 2-2. Bottom of the second in Tampa. Tarpons a 1-0 lead on Lakeland. Benjamin Cowles, a solo home run, his first of the year, the 2-2. Fastball got him looking outside corner. Painted gorgeously by Ben Scooter on the outer half. He picks up his third strikeout of the night and his second 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. We're on to the fourth here in Port St. Lucie. It's Daytona 3 and the Mets nothing on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 fireworks shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth. 3-0 Daytona here from Clover Park. Top of the Daytona lineup due up against Daniel Juarez out for his second full inning of relief. Jay Allen, the second to lead off, has singled and walked. Scored a run here tonight in his return to St. Lucie County. And the first pitch to Jay is a that skips off home plate, 1-0. Finish that look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Tuesday night as Allen takes high 2-0. Across the FSL, we mentioned Tampa, a 1-0 lead over Lakeland on a Ben Cowles home run. Jan Castro for the Tarpons, Garrett Buren for the Flying Tigers as that fastball across letter high. And the count 2-1. Only one other game in the circuit tonight, the 2-1. Allen takes a called strike. Another heater, 2-2. Bradenton back at home against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Bradenton a 2-1 lead. Carlos Jimenez, who left last Tuesday's game after being hit in the leg with an Austin Hendrick line drive is back as this one hit in the air to right. Back into his left, Dominguez slowing down and making the catch over his shoulder for the first out of the fourth inning. So Allen gives it a ride, but Dominguez runs it down. One up, one down in the fourth inning, and now Austin Hendrick. Hendrick, RBI base hit to right field. His last time up extended his on-base streak to a team season best 12. Has also flied out to center. Lefty against lefty. Third baseman off the line. Shortstop up the middle. And Hendrick takes off the outside corner, 1-0. But Carlos Jimenez is back on the mound for the Marauders tonight. That's a wonderful thing to see. Apparently threw a 25-pitch bullpen at the Jack at the tail end of last week as Hendrick takes low, 2-0. Matt Svensson getting the start for the Dunedin Blue Jays tonight. Base is empty, one down. The 2-0. And Hendrick fouls it back over the overhang here at Clover Park and off towards the parking lot, 2-1. Looking at the league standings coming into play today through the first 2.5 weeks of the year, the 2-1. Heater at 89, it is 2-2. Mets came into play today at 9-6, a game up on Daytona and Jupiter in the east. The 2-2, Hendrick, a hard ground ball foul. First base side, it remains a two-ball, two-strike count. Palm Beach, last place in the east at 6-9, 3 games back. On this Monday, or Tuesday, I should say, the 2-2. Hendrick takes high. Another fastball reached back for by Juarez, 3-2. Fort Myers, the league's best record at 10-5. Two up in the Western Division over Bradenton at 8-7. 3-2 pitch, struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 88. And Hendrick down on strike for the first time tonight. Fourth strikeout for Juarez. He's retired 6 in a row. And now the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Triana lined out to right. Bases loaded, walk his last time. 0-1 with an RBI. Lefty against lefty. The payoff, or rather the first pitch. Count never reset out in left center field. And Triana takes a curveball. Strike going one. Lefty kicks and deals. And Triana lunges for the slider. Comes up empty. It's no balls and two strikes. Triana just 3-for-18 in that Bradenton series. Did have a couple doubles and three RBIs against the Mets, the 0-2. And Triana chases that one off the outside corner, strike three. Another curveball from the southpaw Juarez. He has struck out 5 of the last 6 men he has faced and retired 7 in a row since the end of the second inning. Daytona goes in order in the top half of the fourth through 3.5. 3-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Stanley can swing, or swings and misses at the first pitch. Takes the next one for a ball. The third one popped in the air shallow left. Out Steiger, in is Jamal O'Gwin. And over his left shoulder makes the catch. And there is one away here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona a 3-0 lead here tonight. Nobody on, one out. And now the shortstop, Shervin Newton. Newton struck out swinging his first time, 0-1. Third baseman Triana off the line. Action in the Mets bullpen out in left. And the first pitch from Scooter. Misses up and does a marvelous job keeping the Mets right in the thick of this game. Dan Goggin, minor league rehabber, beginning to throw as this one hit very hard but foul up the first base line. It is 1-1. 100 miles an hour off the bat on that grounder by Newton. Tortugas made a roster move earlier today. It's their second one that they've made this season as Newton fouls it back 1-2. In theory, it was sort of done on Sunday, but was not official until today. Wilfred Astudillo, La Tortuguita, is back with the Tortugas as the team's third catcher. Added from the Arizona Complex League today, Jose Peralta sent back to Arizona the 1-2. And he strikes him out. Change up, down and in, and Newton swings over the top. Fourth strikeout tonight for Ben Scooter. And there are two away in the fourth inning. Now the third baseman, William Lugo. Lugo flied out to center his first time, 0-1. Astudillo started last season in Daytona, was actually at one point a Mets prospect. That's where the Reds got him from, minor league Rule 5 draft from New York. As this one hit on the ground is short. Steiger backs up on it, throw to first in time, and Lugo retired. Another 1-2-3 inning for Sam Benscooter. If that's the last pitch he throws, he'll have retired the side in order in 3 of 4 innings tonight. To the fifth we go here at Clover Park. 3-0 Tortugas here from Port St. Lucie.
Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for the Mets as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Daniel Juarez is out. And now on a pitch for St. Lucie is the minor league rehabbing right-hander, Dan Goggin. He'll face off against 4, 5, and 6 in the Daytona order. Ibarra, O'Gwin, and Steiger, the three due up against the righty. Goggins standing at 6'1", 216 pounds out of Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. Ibarra to lead off, been hit by a pitch, an RBI single tonight. And the first pitch, breaking ball. A curve for a called strike one. Goggin will turn 25 in June, the 0-1. Off the outside corner, maybe a little low. One ball and one strike. Mets 17th round pick in 2019 out of James Madison University. As a swing and a miss on that pitch off the outside corner, 1-2. Goggin making his first appearance of the year. As that one bounces in front of home plate off the chest of Osborne. Good goalie tactics there from the catcher, and Ibarra gives him a pat on the rear end to commend his effort. 2-2. Goggin started last year in St. Lucie, made one scoreless appearance, two innings, two strikeouts, the 2-2. And Ibarra swings and tomahawks one in the air to right center. In and to his right is Dominguez calling for it, and with two hands makes the catch for the first out. So Ibarra retired for the first time tonight. Make that eight straight retired by St. Lucie pitching. And now the left fielder Jamal O'Gwin. Been hit by a pitch and walked tonight 0-0. Goggin then joined the Brooklyn Cyclones of high A ball last year. That one low 1-0. Goggin through three scoreless innings over two appearances there, and then joined the Binghamton Rumble Ponies in Double-A and struggled, get an 0-1 record, a 9.87 ERA in eight relief outings, the 1-0. That one in the dirt to the backstop. Off towards the lefty batter's box, 2-0. Gave up 28 hits and 17 in the third innings there. Walked 10, struck out 13. Righty fires. There's a strike. Outside corner at 92. It is 2-1. Goggin making his first appearance in a minor league game since June 25th of last year with Binghamton. 2-1. And that fastball sails up and away. 3-1. Final line for Daniel Juarez out of the bullpen. 2 2/3 scoreless innings. A hit, a walk, and five strikeouts, the 3-1. And O'Gwin takes outside ball four. So O'Gwin is on again. And O'Gwin actually was beginning to head back. He thought maybe the umpire ruled it a strike and then realized, okay, I was right, and heads back to first base. It's the first time I've ever seen someone on a walk actually go back and check to. So one on, one out. Steiger shows bunt, pulls back. And that fastball, upper outside corner. 0-1. Gus 0-2 has grounded into a fielder's choice and flied out to right. Mets have action in their left field bullpen. Goggin from the third base side. Steiger shows bunt again, pulls back. And that sweeping breaker misses down and away. It is 1-1. A really sad day. We mentioned that Goggin out of James Madison University. And there was an awful story out of James Madison today as the runner goes, and this one off the hands and onto the roof of Clover Park to the right, 1-2. One on, one out. Top of the fifth inning, Daytona a 3-0 lead, but James Madison's softball team that such a marvelous year last year made it all the way to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma. As this one hit on the ground right side. Charging in at two is left the second baseman, and a quick transfer and throw by Suarez gets the hustling Steiger for the second out. O'Gwin will take second base on the ground ball. And now a man in scoring position and two out for Hayden Jones. Jones has walked and struck out 0-1, but Lauren Burnett, who was one of the catchers on that James Madison team that made the Women's College World Series last year, as passed away, turned 21 this year, as Jones off the hand, shallow right field, that one down for a base hit. Rounding third and scoring, standing up is O'Gwin. It's an RBI base hit for Hayden Jones, his third RBI of the year, and the Daytona catcher puts the Tortugas in front 4-0. First pitch swinging, able to muscle that ball behind the charging in, or outfielder, the right fielder Dominguez, And the backpedaling out are infielders Suarez and the first baseman Barra-Cierta. So Hayden Jones comes through. And now Daytona ahead by four as the pitch. First going back, now coming in Ramirez, and he'll make the catch with both paws to end the inning. But Daytona adds another run on one hit and one man left. And to finish that thought on Lauren Burnett and James Madison, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Burnett family and everyone that knew her at James Madison and beyond. May her memory forever be a blessing. Halfway through this one in St. Lucie, Daytona a 4-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Sam Benscooter back to work. Going to be just the second Daytona starter this year to work into the fifth inning. Just 54 pitches so far for Sam. And his first pitch to Sam Benscooter. Or rather, excuse me, to Carlos Dominguez inside for ball one. Dominguez walked his first time. 1-0 foul to the screen. It is one ball and one strike. Dominguez, Barra-Cierta de los Santos. 5-6 in the inning. The 1-1. And this one ripped to left field and down in front of O'Gwynn for a base hit. 95.5 off the bat. And just the second hit of the ball game for the Mets. The first time they've put the leadoff man on. So one on, nobody out. And now here is Raul Barra-Cierta. Popped up to second his first time, 0-1. Shadows have covered the field here in Port St. Lucie as we near the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. First pitch, and Barra-Cierta totally fooled. Seemed like he was stepping in the bucket as he fouls that ball off to the left. It is 0-1. Lights are on, haven't had much effect yet. Right now in Port St. Lucie, 79 degrees, the 0-1. This one reached for, hit in the air to right. Back goes Hendrick away. Back looks over his head, and one hops off the wall. Heading towards third, Dominguez. Throw into the cutoff man, Steiger. A single and a double is how the Mets begin the fifth inning as Barra-Cierta has a double to right field. Looked like he got it off the end of the bat, but it kept carrying over the head of Hendrick. Had no chance to make a play on that fly ball. So Barra-Cierta, his second double of the year. And the Mets in business now. With second and third, nobody out. And the DH, Omar De Los Santos, stepping in. Jose Franco beginning to throw in Daytona's right field bullpen. Part of the tandem effort with Benscooter tonight. Righty fires in the first pitch, hammered in the air to left. Back goes O'Gwynn to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail in front of the scoreboard. Three-run home run, Omar De Los Santos, a single, a double, and a homer. And just like that, the Mets are within a run. It is 4-3. Third home run of the year for De Los Santos, and that for a guy who wasn't in either of the first two iterations of St. Lucie's lineup tonight. After Justin Guerrera and Jack Thomas Wold were scratched late. Omar De Los Santos has two of the Mets' four hits, including that three-run homer. And now it's a one-run game as Drake Osborne takes a strike. It's 0-1. Osborne popped up to short his first trip. 0-1 tonight, the 0-1. And a good slider. Osborne over the top. It's 0-2. Over Ben Scooter. Not the first home run he's ever given up as a pro. The 0-2 pitch. Grounded foul off the end of the bat towards the Met dugout. Stays at 0-2. First home run allowed. And over 23 professional innings. The 0-2 again. Now he gets him on the slider. Nice bounce back from Ben Scooter after the home run. Four strikes, including a swinging K of Osborne. Fifth strikeout tonight for Sam. One away in the fifth inning. Here is the second baseman, Albert Suarez. Grounded to third his first time, 0-1. Righty against the lefty hitter. And Suarez pulls his head out on the changeup. Fooled him there. It's 0-1. Take a look at the Reds organizational scoreboard here in the fifth. As that misses down and in by the shoelaces of Suarez, 1-1. Reds at home against the Padres tonight, top of the fourth inning. Good news in Reds country. Jonathan India is back and healthy. Active leading off at second base tonight as Suarez fouls it on top of the Budweiser Terrace. Adjacent to the Met bullpen, it is 1-2. India 0-2 tonight in his return. Colin Moran, though, has an RBI on a single. Reds and Padres, one yanked on the ground foul. It'll remain a one-ball, two-strike count. The Reds and Padres tied at one. Ha-Sung Kim, a solo home run for San Diego, is second of the year. Joe Musgrove for the Friars against former Tortuga Reyver San Martin as Suarez strikes out. Not sure if that was the changeup or another slider from Ben Scooter, but it was towards the back foot of the lefty swinging second baseman. Back-to-back strikeouts after the three-run homer. And now here is nobody on and two out for Alex Ramirez. Six strikeouts tonight for Ben. And a swing and a miss. Ramirez left waving at that one. Top hand came off the bat. And the count 0-1. Ramirez, a ground ball to short and a strikeout this evening, 0-2. Other Reds injury news with that affiliate scoreboard as Ramirez takes inside. It is one ball and one strike. Reds making several roster moves today as well. With India coming back as Ramirez looks at a strike at 93. It is 1-2. Reds also claiming former St. Lucie Met and former New York Met Matt Reynolds off waivers. Join the team today as that misses down and away. It is 2-2. JT Riddle was designated for assignment today by the Reds as a part of those moves. Ryan Hendricks have been designated for assignment the other day. This one off the hands in the left. O'Gwynn comes in a few steps, reaches high above that green cap, and makes the play to end the inning. So the Mets get three straight hits to start the inning, capped off by the three-run homer by De Los Santos. But Ben Scooter settles down. Couple Ks and a fly ball to left. Keeps Daytona in charge. Through five, Tortugas four, Mets three. On the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd. To the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Call to the bullpen for the Mets as we head to the top of the sixth inning. Now on the fourth different arm St. Lucie has used today, it is the right-hander Nathan Jones. Will take over for Dan Goggin, 9-1 and 2. Scheduled to bat for Daytona. Andrew Salcedo, switch hitter, leads off. And the first pitch fouled back. It is 0-1. Salcedo has walked and struck out, scored a run tonight. Jones, the new arm in the game, 6'1", 227 pounds, 24 years old from Shreveport, Louisiana, as Salcedo called for another pitch clock violation. It feels like it's only been the Tortugas being called for these last couple of days. The 0-2 pitch, and Salcedo answers a line drive left field over to his left, and then having to reach back behind him to make the catch is Consuegra. He overran that line drive to his left and had to reach back across his body to make the catch for the first out. Salcedo hit it hard, but Consuegra able to make the play. So bases empty and one out. And back to the top of the order in Jay Allen the second. Allen one for two as singled and walked. Check swing, ground ball back to the mound. The first base side of the grass, Jones fields, an underhand flips to Berasierta. And so an accident by Jay Allen the second turns into the second out of the sixth inning. So four pitches for Jones to get the first two men, and now Austin Hendrick. RBI single is also fly to center and struck out. Jones, Mets fifth round pick in 2019. First pitch. And Hendrick takes a strike inside corner, breaking ball slider. It is 0-1. Final line for Goggin tonight out of the bullpen, one inning. One run, one hit, a walk, no strikeouts. As Hendrick takes low and inside, 1-1. Goggin, 16 pitches, 9 strikes. Daytona, 3 in the second, 1 in the fifth. Mets with all three of theirs in the fifth inning. Tortugas a 4-3 lead. The 1-1. And Hendrick takes up and away. It is 2-1. Numbers for Jones so far this season. With the Mets, 1-0, a 6.23 ERA, making his fifth appearance. 2-1. And Hendrick swings and hits a laser to center field, drifting back to his left. Ramirez, and he reaches out and makes the catch to end the inning. Ramirez got a late read on that ball and somehow was able to reach out and make the play. Thought that one was going to sail over his head. 107 miles off the bat from Austin Hendrick. 107 miles an hour, I should say. But all that hard contact and nothing to show for it. Jose Franco coming on. They lead 4-3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our Oceanfront Hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose Franco, new arm in the game for Daytona as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning as Stanley Consuegra takes a strike. 2-3 and 4 due up for the Mets as that one line drive left field down in front of O'Gwynn, a base hit. So Stanley Consuegra greets Jose Franco with a line drive base hit to left field. And the Mets have the tying run. Consuegra now 1-for-3. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Shervin Newton. Newton 0-for-2, a couple strikeouts tonight. Franco, the new arm for Daytona. Here in this sixth inning from the stretch, first pitch fastball inside corner at 94, 0-1. Franco, 6'2", 239 pounds, 21 years old from Aragua, Venezuela. Signed by the club back in 2018. One on, nobody out, 4-3 game, the 0-1. And that one off the inside corner. Another heater, 1-1. Franco on the season for Daytona, making his fourth appearance, second out of the bullpen, no record, a 5.56 ERA. Now the 1-1, and a late swing on the fastball up. It is 1-2. Franco, 12 hits and 11 in the third innings. 7 walks, 18 strikeouts, a .279 opponent batting average. Third baseman Triana off the line. The 1-2 to the lefty swinger, and Newton tries to check his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says the base umpire, Zach Martin. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco making his first appearance since Wednesday against Bradenton. He started that one, the 2-2. On the inside corner, got him looking, strike 3. 94 on the inside, Black. Backing out of the way was the switch hitting Newton. It looks like it did clip that inside part of the dish. So Franco has his first strikeout tonight. One on, one out. And here is the third baseman, William Lugo. Fly ball to center, ground ball to short tonight, 0-for-2. Franco in that game last week. The first pitch here is fouled back in our direction and will land right off the railing, right off my backpack. So instead of a souvenir for me, someone downstairs gets one. And the count 0-1. As long as it doesn't hit off the laptop or any of the broadcast equipment, it can hit whatever it wants. The 0-1. Runner goes, pitches a strike at the knees, throw down by Jones, the tag by Almonte. Oh, what a tag by Almonte to get the head first, sliding Consuegra. Two out. Strong throw by Jones. An equally excellent tag by Almonte. Shades of former Daytona Cub Javi Baez. And all of a sudden, a two-strike count. And two out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Franco, righty fires. That one bounces down and away, 1-2. Franco in that game against the Marauders, 2 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings. 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, both runs surrendered on solo home runs. The 1-2 to Lugo, struck him out swinging. Curveball away, and Franco works around a leadoff single, gets some help from a great throw and tag by Jones and Almonte, and faces the minimum in the sixth. We head to the seventh, back third of this series opener. Daytona 4, St. Lucie 3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here, the Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh inning, Daytona a 4-3 lead on the Mets. Justin Rock with you here from Clover Park, 3-4-5. Scheduled to bat against Nathan Jones, out for his second inning of relief tonight. Michelle Triana 0-2 with a bases loaded walk to lead off. And the righty's first pitch to the lefty swinger. There's a fastball at 93 pump by him. It is 0-1. Tortugas, four runs, four hits, no errors. They have left 7-9. Mets, three runs on five hits, no errors. They have left one as Triana grabs a piece towards the Tortuga dugout, 0-2. Final line for Semben Scooter. We never got it to you in the bottom of the sixth inning. Five innings, three runs on four hits. A walk, six Ks in the homer, the 0-2. Breaking ball misses high. It's one ball and two strikes. Ben Scooter, 74 pitches, 49 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. Cannot lose it tonight. A 1-2 pitch. Triana sends one towards the railing by Daytona's first base dugout. Stays at a ball and two strikes. To get you back to that Reds affiliate scoreboard that we got distracted on last inning. With the action in the ball game, get back to that. The 1-2. Triana hops out of the way of 92. And it's even at 2-2. Well, the Padres have scored five runs in the top of the fourth. They now lead the Reds 6-1. Huffman is in. Jonathan India, the lone or one of two Tortuga alumni in the lineup, along with Nick Senzel, as Triana takes a called strike three. Off-speed pitch from Jones towards the inside corner. Got him on the changeup looking, so one away in the top of the seventh for Ruben Ibarra. Celebrating his 23rd birthday today, has an RBI single, been hit by a pitch, and flied out to right his last time up. Righty against righty as Jones' first pitch in the dirt. And bouncing in the lefty batter's box in behind everyone, 1-0. So the Reds now trailing 6-1. In that ball game, Triple A Louisville opening up a series on the road against the Columbus Clippers. Guardians Triple A club as Ibarra a hard ground ball wide of the third base chalk by maybe an inch or two. And it's 1-1. That came off the bat at 106 miles an hour. Had a foul ball come off the lumber at 113 earlier tonight. But Louisville a 3-2 lead on Columbus in the top of the fifth inning. Taylor Motter, with the Reds signed to a minor league contract this weekend, hitting a two-run homer. His first as a bat. Graham Ashcraft, one of the top young arms in Cincinnati's system, getting the start. He struck out seven tonight as Ibarra swings through an off-speed pitch away. It's 1-2. T.J. Friedel The lone former Tortuga in the lineup, Albert Almora Jr., the ex-Daytona Cup. Right behind him in the order, batting second in center field. Bases empty, one out. Top of the seventh inning, lid lifter of this week-long six-game series. Daytona had a 4-0 lead going to the bottom of the fifth. It's now 4-3. The 1-2 pitch from Jones in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Double A Chattanooga at home against the Tennessee Smokies. Cubs affiliate. Local 4-0 lead. And that one, Eduardo Salazar getting the start for the Lookouts. The 2-2 pitch. And Ibarra chops that one up the third baseline beyond the camera well. It'll remain at 2-2. No Daytona alumni in the Chattanooga lineup tonight. Came into play today, 9-6 on the year. The 2-2, and Ibarra fouls it off in the box over towards the camera well again. And the count stays at two balls and two strikes. Next pitch will be the seventh of this at-bat. Infield shifted to the pole side for Ruben. A lot of space between the shortstop and the second baseman Suarez shaded up the middle. As Ibarra takes one low, fans wanted a strike at the knees but didn't get the call. Came in a little bit low according to game day. It's a full count. Jamal O'Gwin, left fielder, waiting on deck. The payoff pitch, and Ibarra hits another one foul off the netting on top of the Mets dugout, and we'll do it again. Next offering will be the ninth of this plate appearance. Only other game in the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight is High A Dayton. They're on the road against Fort Wayne as Ibarra strikes out on the off-speed pitch, down and away. Dropped to a knee to try and make contact. Well, it gets him on the changeup. And there's the second strikeout tonight for Jones. He's retired all five men he's faced. And now the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin yet to record an official at-bat tonight. Three plate appearances as two walks and a hit by a pitch has also scored Daytona's most recent run in the fifth as Jones just misses the outer half at 94. Count 1-0. But Dayton playing against Fort Wayne tonight, Padres affiliate, so takes up and in. It is 2-0. Dayton in the middle of the fifth inning, a 3-0 lead on the road. Joe Boyle, four innings, no runs, a hit, four strikeouts, former Tortuga, the 2-0. And O'Gwin, it's a high pop-up back behind home plate. Osborne ditches the mask, but this one will land about four or five rows back to the left of Daytona's first base dugout. It is 2-1. Reese Hines, a solo home run, his second of the year. Former Tortuga in the lineup alongside Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, Alex McGarry, Justice Thompson, and Ashton Creel. All former Tortugas in their own right, the 2-1. And this one driven in the air, left center field, over to his right, Ramirez, but this one down in front of he and the left fielder Consuegra for a base hit. So Jamal O'Gwin has reached base all four times tonight. There's his second professional base hit. And Daytona, a two-out base runner in the seventh inning for Gus Steiger. Steiger, fielder's choice, a fly ball to right. And a ground out to second, 0-3. Trying to extend his hitting streak past five here tonight. And Dayton, best record in the Reds farm system at 11-4. Coming into play here on Tuesday. One on, two out, 4-3 our score, and Steiger a big bouncing ball towards short. Charging in Newton, off balance throw, and he gets him to end the inning. For Daytona in the seventh, no runs, a hit, and one man left. Time to get up and stretch here at Clover Park. Tortugas holding on to a one-run lead, 4-3 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave and Buster.
Busters is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Busters in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Jose Franco back to work. Bottom of the seventh inning. Daytona a 4-3 lead on the Mets. 5-6 and 7. Two up for St. Lucie. Carlos Dominguez to lead off at first pitch. Pops it in the air off the end of the bat. Third base side. Triana by the camera well, but runs out of room. And lands two rows back into those royal blue chair-backed seats. It is 0-1. Dominguez has walked and singled tonight. Came around to score on the De Los Santos home run in the fifth inning. Franco from the first base side, the 0-1 pitch. And he pumps the fastball by him up in the zone at 93. It is 0-2. We're talking about the Reds affiliate scoreboard in the last half inning. Reds made a lot of minor league transactions today. Talk a little bit about them. As a swing and a miss, got him. 95 high water mark tonight for Franco. Dominguez could not catch up. Third strikeout tonight for Jose. And bases empty, one out in the seventh for Raul Berasierta. Righty against righty. And the first pitch from Franco. At the knees for a called strike, it's 0-1. Mentioned Jonathan India being activated today at the major league level. Former Tortuga Alejo Lopez was sent to Louisville as Berasierta takes down and away 1-1. Mentioned the move between Daytona and the Arizona Complex League today. Wilfred Astudillo rejoining the team. This one grounded up to third baseline, 1-2. Bryce Bonin was activated off the injured list at High A Dayton. Great to see after missing almost the first month of the season. A 1-2 pitch in the dirt. And Berasierta lays off the changeup, 2-2. Former Tortuga Michael Byrne, along with Matt Pidich and Jonathan Willems, the infielder, sent from Louisville to Double A Chattanooga. 2-2. This one hit on the ground at third. Back on it is Triana. Gathers, low throw, and nice pick by Ibarra on the short hop for the second out.
G46.
Two up, two down for Jose in the seventh inning. And now it is the designated hitter, Omar De Los Santos. Was the latest addition to the Mets lineup, but has the biggest impact on this game for the orange and blue. Has singled and clubbed a three-run homer off Penn Scooter in the fifth. First pitch he sees in this plate appearance against Franco at the knees for strike one. But other moves, Jacques Pouchot sent from Chattanooga to the ACL earlier today. Is that one grounded foul third base side, 0-2. Michael Troutwine, Tortuga alumni, reinstated from the IL in Dayton. And how about Carter on the 2019 Tortuga club as he strikes out De Los Santos, high fastball inning over. But Solomon, who missed all of last year with Tommy John surgery, and then pitching in the bullpen in AA, getting his first career call to AAA earlier today. Jose Franco retires St. Lucie in order in the seventh to the business end of this ballgame. Daytona in charge by a run 4-3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Eighth inning in Port St. Lucie. Daytona a 4-3 lead in the opening game of this series. Mets making a call to the bullpen of the night. It is the 21-year-old right-hander Miguel Alfonseca who will take over on the hill. 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, signed as an international free agent in 2019. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 to face him here in the top of the eighth inning. After two shutout innings from Nathan Jones, Alfonseca takes over, making his fifth appearance, no record, an ERA of 16.2. Aiden Jones, an RBI base hit his last time, and he takes high and away for ball one. He's also walked and struck out tonight. Scored a run as well. Third baseman Lugo off the line. Another righty throwing in the Met bullpen as Jones fouls it to the screen, 1-1. Alfonseca has given up 11 hits in 3 1/3 innings. 6 earned, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. A 5.24 opponent batting average coming into tonight. 1-1. Jones off the hands in the air to shallow left. Out is the shortstop Newton. In is Consuegra. And he'll make the catch by his collarbone for the first out. So Jones retired. Nobody on, one out in the eighth inning for Sebastian Almonte. Almonte flied out to center his last time, has also struck out twice, 0-3. Alfonseca last pitching at Jupiter on Saturday, gave up a run on 2 hits in 2/3 of an inning. Walked 1, struck out 2. Righty against righty, and this one fouled off third base side into the second level of the seating bowl, and a nice catch. Van, I think he or she was trying to duck out of the way, but ended up right in their lap. The count 0-1 on the Tortugas second baseman. Daytona a 4-3 lead, twilight sky. Here at Port St. Lucie, lights on. Still a few scattered clouds, not very many, against the pitcher. That's the first one we've seen called against the Mets tonight. There have been two against Daytona. And now the count is 1-1 because of the miscue by Alfonseca. And that one pulled outside. 94 on the gun, 2-1. Final line for Nathan Jones tonight. 2 innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, 2 strikeouts. 27 pitches, 18 strikes as that brushes Almonte up and in. 94 by the hands and chest. And able to spin out of the way. It's three balls and one strike. Andrew Salcedo, the designated hitter, waiting on deck. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Daytona a 4-3 lead. Nobody on, one out, the 3-1. And that's high ball four. And Almonte aboard for the first time this evening. So Daytona gets a one-out walk. That's the seventh free pass surrendered by Mets pitching tonight. And now the DH, Andrew Salcedo. Salcedo walked his first time and scored, has since struck out and lined out to left. Alfonseca's first pitch, and Salcedo takes all the way. 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike, 0-1. Mets do have another arm loosening out in left field. All quiet down the right field line for Daytona. Runner goes, 0-1, swung on and missed. Throw down to second, the throw, the tag, in time to get the feet first, sliding Almonte. Nice job by Newton, strong throw by Osborne. Count 0-2 on Salcedo as Almonte caught stealing 2-4, or actually 2-6. And now it is 0-2 and two out in the top of the eighth inning. Alfonseca trying to face the minimum. The 0-2, that down and in. It is one ball and two strikes. Alfonseca, only one scoreless outing this year, that came back on the 13th of April. Right here against Clearwater. Another throw at the end of the bat to short. Charging in is Newton. On the infield grass, throws to Barrasierta to end the inning. So for the Tortugas in the eighth, no runs, no hits because of the walk-in caught stealing. Nobody left at the end of 7.5. Still 4-3 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Third inning of relief for Jose Franco as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Clover Park. Daytona a 4-3 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company. It's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. 8-9 and 1 due up for the Mets in the eighth inning. Osborne, Suarez, and Ramirez. Daytona looking to capture the opening game of this set. Osborne 0 for 2 has flied out and struck out. And the first pitch from Jose, 94, outer half, 0-1. Osborne popped up to short, fifth. The 0-1, outside and high. And the count 1-1. Osborne, Suarez, Ramirez. If anyone reaches Consuegra, then Newton, the 1-1. And Osborne takes high. It is two balls and one strike. Osborne, Mets 19th round pick last year out of Louisiana Lafayette. 2-1. At the knees at 93, 2-2. Did not play very much last year after being drafted, spent his year in the FCL. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and away, and Osborne lays off. It's a full count. Franco has faced the minimum through his first two innings. Gave up a leadoff base hit to Consuegra in the sixth, but was erased on a caught stealing. A payoff pitch from Jose. Fouled off the end of the bat. Back to the screen. It remains 3-2. Franco ready. Another 3-2 offering. This one skied to right center field. Over to his left, Jay Allen the second taking charge. Austin Hendrick backing him up. And Allen makes the play for the first out. So Osborne retired. Bases empty, one down. For the nine-hitter, Albert Suarez. Suarez has grounded to third. Struck out tonight, 0-2. Suarez, 22 years old. Lefty batter. And he takes a called strike. Change up there from Franco, 0-1. Suarez originally signing with the Dodgers about 5-6 years ago. Is that outside? 1-1. Spent last year in the Florida Complex League, playing 25 games with the FCL Mets. The 1-1. This one hit on the ground right side. They bar covering. Two down. And Franco tried underhand, flipping it to Almonte, who was going over there as well. Almonte wasn't paying attention. Juggled it, hit off his chest, and still ended up in his glove somehow. So all's well that ends well in more ways than one. And the base is empty, two retired for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez, top prospect on the St. Lucie roster, 0-3. Flied out to left his last time in the fifth. And he takes a knee-high fastball at 94. Ramirez thought it was low. It is 0-1. And looking at StatCast, it may have indeed be low. Ramirez taking some time getting back into the box. No challenge system today. The 0-1. That one at the knees, another strike going two. Reminder, the way it works on the road, Tuesday, manual umpiring, Wednesday, Thursday, ABS. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, manual umpiring with the ABS challenge. The 0-2 pitch, that one scalded down the right field line. At home run distance, but will land on the little walkway leading out to the group area in right field. 101 off the bat, but a foul ball. Base is empty, two down, the 0-2. In the dirt. Bouncing the changeup. Blocked well by Jones to his right, 1-2. Stanley Consuegra, left fielder in the on-deck circle for the Mets. Series will continue tomorrow. Every game starting at 6:10, except for Sunday's finale at 12:10, the 1-2. This one, a big bouncing ball up the middle. Steiger to his left behind the back. Sidearm throw in time to end the inning. So Jose Franco, another 1-2-3 inning for him. He's faced the minimum through three innings out of the bullpen tonight. To the ninth inning, Daytona in charge, 4-3. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches, what a beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Miguel Alfonseca back out for his second inning of relief. We head to the top of the ninth inning. Opening game of this six-game series, Daytona a 4-3 lead. Three in the second, one in the fifth. Mets three in the fifth. Daytona, four runs, five hits, no errors. Eight men left on base tonight. The Mets, three runs, five hits, no errors. They've left one in this ball game. Jay Allen, the second, will lead off, one for three, has singled and walked. And scored a run in this ball game. His fly to right and grounded to the pitcher his last two trips. And Alfonseca misses off the outside corner, 1-0. No action in Daytona's right field bullpen, so Franco will have the opportunity to close it out in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-0. And Allen takes high. Two balls and no strikes. Top of the lineup, two up for Daytona in the inning. Allen, Hendrick, and Triana. Oh, and that one hangs high as well. Three balls and no strikes. Allen, one of the top young prospects in the Red system, grew up. Went to high school about 13 miles north of here. The 3-0. All right down Broadway is strike 3-1. Ball gets loose from the Mets left field bullpen. So time called. Looks to be Grant Hartwig throwing down the left field line for St. Lucie. Would be the sixth different pitcher the Mets used today. If he enters, 3-1. On the outside corner, Allen thought he had ball four. It's a full count. It did look like it was a bit off the plate. So the pitcher gets the benefit of the doubt. Now a full count on the 19-year-old center fielder. Payoff pitch, hard ground ball to second. Staying down on it is Suarez, and the throw gets away from the first baseman. Takes a strong ricochet back to the catcher, and Allen able to scurry and back in there. Ahead of the flip by Osborne back to Barra-Sierta. Looked like a routine play for Suarez, but threw it wide towards the right field side of first. Barra-Sierta did what he could to try and keep it in front. But an error on the second baseman Suarez allows Allen to reach. Here to start the ninth inning. Not the guy the Mets want to put on, considering he has been caught only twice trying to steal in his career. Austin Hendrick steps in and takes the tailing fastball outside, 1-0. Hendrick, RBI single in the second inning, has also fly to center. Struck out and hit 107. Mile-an-hour line out to dead center his last trip. 1-0, runner starts and stops, and Hendrick swings and misses. Violent hack through a fastball, 1-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, the Mets will have 2, 3, and 4. Due up against Franco. Ground, but foul. Wide of first, a worm burner. It is 1-2. Daytona in the road grays tonight. Mets in the pinstriped home whites. Runner goes, 1-2, outside, throw down by Osborne, the tag, in time to get him! Allen slid feet first towards the outfield side of second base. Allen can't believe it. I don't know if he thought that the shortstop Newton was blocking the bag. But Allen, who had not been caught at all in his first nine tries this season, has now been caught in back-to-back attempts. And now the bases are empty and one out, and the 2-2 to Hendrick pulled on the ground at first. Forehand scoop by Barra-Sierta, who races and beats him to the bag, two down. So all of a sudden, bases empty, two out. And here is Michelle Triana. And should this game go to the bottom of the ninth inning, still a one-run game, would mean there is a chance that the first seven road games for Daytona would be decided by one or two runs as Triana hops out of the way of the fastball, but it grabs the inside corner. It is 0-1. Triana 0-3, has walked and struck out twice. Also lined out and brought home a run with that bases loaded walk. This on the ground is short, booted by Newton, deflects to the third baseman, no play. Kicked right off the heel of Newton's mitt as he went to scoop it. Bounced perfectly to the third baseman Lugo, but no chance to get Triana. So the second error in the infield this inning. That one came off the bat at 106 miles an hour for Michel. So that's a big reason why Newton could not field that ball cleanly. And now the inning continues for Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra been hit by a pitch and brought home a run with a single. Has fly to right and struck out. One on, two out, and Ibarra with a ground ball. Just fair, or no, a foul ball. Was very close. Picked it up, sort of straddling the chalk. The home plate umpire said it was foul. And it is 0-1. Series continues tomorrow night. Another 6-10 first pitch, Reynaldo Cruz for Daytona. Keyshawn Askew, the opening day starter for the Mets, will get the ball. He's a left-hander. Now one high to Ibarra, 1-1. Our coverage will start at 5:55. Eastern time leading up to that 6-10 first pitch. Right here from Clover Park. One on, two out, the 1-1. And Ibarra right on it, but sends it straight to the screen, 1-2. Twilight sky has evaporated. Maybe some few strands of gold and red way off foul line, third base side as Ibarra sends one back towards us again, but just shy of the press level and down into the seating bowl. Stays in a ball and two strikes. Triana reached on the error. He is at first. Alfonseca with a cross step towards third comes home, and Ibarra takes down and in. Sinking fastball, 2-2. Jamal O'Gwynn, the left fielder, has reached base all four times he's come to the plate tonight, is on deck. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Fastball down and away at 94, and Alfonseca picks up his first strikeout of the night. And strands a man on in the inning for Daytona in the ninth. No runs, no hits, two errors, and one man left at the end of 8.5. Daytona 4 and St. Lucie 3. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal is to serve the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at dustinsbarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
So here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning, Stanley Consuegra to lead off in the first pitch, fouled over the netting. Just below us, it is 0-1. These half innings keep on going by shorter and shorter. Got about 2:15 on the clock. They only needed about a minute and 45. Still 30 seconds left on that first pitch as Consuegra swings through a fastball up and in. It's 0-2. Consuegra singled his last time, was caught stealing against Franco. 1-for-3, the 0-2 from the right-hander. Off the outside corner, changeup. And it's one ball and two strikes. Consuegra, Newton Lugo, 2-3 and 4-2 up for the Mets. Daytona, a one-run lead. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt with a fastball. Towards the outer part, 2-2. Daytona, three in the second inning. A couple Hendrick. And a bases loaded walk to Triana. The 2-2. This one crushed. Left center field. And this one's going to tie the game. Right in front of the video board. The second home run of the night for the Mets. And Consuegra evens it at four here to start the ninth inning. And that means for the seventh time, and Consuegra showboating to Jose Franco, looking at him and very demonstrative as the entire Met dugout out to celebrate as if Consuegra won the game. That's going to be interesting to follow the rest of this series as the Mets celebrating, but not just celebrating themselves, celebrating in the face of the Tortugas as Shervin Newton fouls it to the right 0-1. Consuegra's first home run of the year, 105 miles an hour off the bat. Did not register a distance. The 0-1, that one up by the head of Newton. The fastball 94, it's 1-1. Time called and the home plate umpire warning both dugouts after Consuegra's exhibition along the bases. I don't think that was on purpose, obviously not on an 0-1 count in a tie game in the ninth inning, and Gookie Dawkins out to talk with the home plate umpire. Robbie Robinson, the Mets manager, has come all the way down to the edge of the batter's circle. And Dawkins, his arms folded, giving a home plate umpire an earful, saying, that isn't right. And Dawkins, standing behind him, still chirping. Robbie Robinson now having an argument with the home plate umpire. And that will make the rest of this series very interesting. With that home run in six of Daytona's seven road games this season, it will be decided in a team's final at bat. As that one won high, 2-1. Daytona scored the first four runs in this game. A three-run homer by De Los Santos in the fifth, and a game-tying shot to lead off the ninth by Consuegra as Franco overthrows down and away, 3-1. I wonder if what happened on that home run may be getting in between the ears of the young righty. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball down at 95. It's a full count. Tied at four. Now the payoff pitch. And a foul ball back behind home plate. We'll do it again. Third home run Franco has surrendered this season. That was a problem for him last year. Gave up 12. Payoff pitch, struck him out. No, Jones had it and then dropped it. And that causes Newton to stay alive. Daytona was walked off four times in that last road trip. The payoff pitch, struck him out swinging. Fastball up and away at 95. And there is the first out here in the ninth inning. So, that brings up William Lugo. Lugo 0 for 3. As fly to center, grounded to short, and struck out. His last time against Franco. Righty against righty. And the first pitch breaking ball inside 1-0. Should we get to the top of the 10th inning, Ruben Ibarra would be the auto runner with O'Gwynn, Steiger, and Jones, the scheduled hitters. 1-0. Off the end of the bat to the right. And the count 1-1. Lugo. The 1-1. Nice off speed pitch, and Lugo. A tad bit early, it is 1-2. They play Lugo to pull a tad, the 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Ball bounces on the dirt to the right of Jones, and he'll throw down to Ibarra to complete the strikeout. Two down. So back-to-back strikeouts for Franco after the game-tying home run. And now it is the right fielder, Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez, 1-for-2, has walked and singled, stole a base, and scored a run. Struck out against Franco in the seventh. Righty's first pitch. Fastball poured by him at 95. Nothing but a bag of air for Dominguez, 0-1. That's number 38 prospect, according to Baseball America. Digs low. It is 1-1. Mets have action in their bullpen, have to imagine. Hartwig will come on for the 10th. Should Franco get this last out, the 1-1. Down in the dirt. Outer half, 2-1. Daytona came into play today, surrendering the second fewest home runs in the league. And the two home runs they give up tonight have allowed the Mets to tie at the 2-1. Line drive left center field. That one will stay in the ballpark. It will split the gap and roll all the way to the warning track. Allen cuts it off in front of the wall, and Dominguez is there with a two-out double. So Dominguez with his third trip on the bases today, his second hit. And now the Mets have the winning run aboard for the first baseman, Raul Barrasierta. Daytona has some milling around by the bullpen. It looks like Dennis Boatman will scurry to get ready. Down the right field line. So the Mets a run in that tied it here in the ninth inning. Dominguez is at second and two down. It's time call. Right-hander. On the first base side, looks off towards second, now comes home. And that fastball fooled Barrasierta, thought about it. But it's on the outer half, 0-1. Daytona trying to force extra innings for what would be the fourth time in seven road games. The 0-1 outside, fastball 1-1. Franco up at 60 pitches here tonight. Daytona's bullpen readies for a potential opportunity down the road. 1-1. Down and away, 2-1. Fastball at 93 from Franco. Barrasierta doubled and scored against Ben Scooter in the fifth. Has also popped out and grounded to third. First baseman Ibarra off the line, the 2-1. This one, a liner foul. Off the facade here at Clover Park. It's 2-2. Second baseman Almonte holds on the runner there. That's the winning run in Dominguez. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. It's a full count. Omar De Los Santos, who hit the first of two Met home runs tonight, is in the on-deck circle. Everyone for St. Lucie on the top railing, as is the case for Daytona. Franco gets the one he wants. The payoff pitch. And another foul ball hit over the overhang at the parking lot will stay at 3-2. Righty is set at the letters. The payoff pitch. High ball four. And Barrasierta flips his bat back towards the dugout. And now there is first and second and two out for De Los Santos. Franco had faced the minimum through the first three innings of relief tonight, but has allowed three base runners now in the ninth. And Todd Naskadov, the Tortugas pitching coach, will come out of the dugout for the first time today. Dennis Boatman still warming down the right field line. But it certainly feels like Franco will be the man to face De Los Santos here. It has been a tough spell for Daytona to start the season on the road. They won their first road game Two Tuesdays ago in Jupiter against Palm Beach in 10, then were walked off in four straight games. 4-3 in 10, 3-1 when they had a combined no-hitter into the ninth. 4-3 in 9, and then lost again 3-2 in 10 on Saturday before taking the finale 4-3 on Sunday. That is how tightly contested Daytona has played games away from the Jack this season. Almost improbable. First and second, two out, a tie game. In the first pitch to De Los Santos, a home run swing, comes up with a bag of air. It is 0-1. De Los Santos has singled, hit that three-run homer back in the fifth, and struck out against Jose in the seventh. The 0-1. Outside, and Jones missed it. It goes to the backstop, and everyone moves up, and now the winning run 90 feet away. Jones just missed the pitch. And it's 1-1. See how they ruled that. Would not be stunned if Jones was called for a passed ball. So now the Mets have the winning run 90 feet away. The 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1. Was a pass ball on Hayden Jones. That is second of the year. The 2-1. Swing through a fastball at 94, 2-2. Drake Osborne, the catcher on deck. He is the last possible batter for the Mets in this ninth inning. Second and third, two out. This game is tied at 4. The 2-2 pitch struck him out. Fastball down and away at 94. And for the fourth time in 7 games away from Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season, we will have extra innings. To the 10th, O'Gwynn, Steiger, and Jones do up. Tied at 4 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Call to the bullpen for the Mets as we go to the 10th inning. Brant Hartwig, the new arm in the game for the Mets, as Ruben Ibarra will be the auto runner at second base. Jamal O'Gwynn, Gus Steiger, Hayden Jones. The three due up in the inning. The Mets with two home runs, a three-run shot in the fifth, and a game-tying blast to lead off the ninth. To force extras here tonight. Hartwig, the new arm in the game for St. Lucie. Third baseman Lugo is in on the lip of the grass. Now it takes a step back. O'Gwynn has reached all four times tonight and takes outside for ball one. O'Quinn has been hit by a pitch, walked twice, and singled, has also scored a run. Hartwig, 6'3", 241 pounds, 24 years old out of Plymouth, Michigan. The 1-0 in the dirt, blocked on the backhand by Osborne, 2-0. Numbers for Hartwig this season, making his fifth appearance, 2-0. Has not allowed a run, one save, five hits and seven in a third innings, a walk and 12 strikeouts. A 185 opponent batting average. The 2-0 to O'Quinn. And a fastball, led her high, a strike, 2-1. Corner is still playing relatively shallow. The 2-1. Nice, 2-2. Hartwig did pitch in that previous series in Daytona. The 2-2 outside with a breaking ball. And O'Quinn lays off. It's a full count. Final line for Miguel Alfonseca. Two innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. 30 pitches, 17 strikes. Payoff pitch, and O'Quinn fights it in the air to left. Coming on, now drifting back a step or two is Consuegra. And he breaks or makes the catch for the first out in the 10th inning. So O'Quinn retired for the first time tonight. And now the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Still looking to extend his five-game hitting streak, 0-4. Has grounded into a fielder's choice, flied out to right. Couple ground balls to second and short. Corners in, Steiger shows bunt, lays it down third base side. Hartwig fields, throws to first, and the second baseman, rather the first baseman, Barrasierta, able to make the tag on Steiger running by. So a sacrifice bunt, 1-2-3. And now a man at third and two out for Hayden Jones. Pretty sure Steiger was just as much trying to bunt himself aboard with a hit there as he was looking to get Ibarra to third. Jones has driven in Daytona's most recent run with a single in the fifth inning. And the first pitch is laced down the left field line, out of play. By the Budweiser Terrace on the roof of it, 0-1. Mets in their half of the 10th inning. We'll have De Los Santos as the auto runner. Osborne, Suarez, and Ramirez due up. The 0-1. Down and in. It is 1-1. Certainly feels like Dennis Boatman will pitch the 10th inning when we get there. The 1-1. Another strike at 82, 1-2. Hartwig during the win his last time out against Jupiter. That was on Thursday. 2 1/3 innings, 7 up, 7 down, 3 Ks. Ibarra, the auto runner at third, is time called. A ball getting loose from the Tortugas bullpen. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher, the 1-2. Check swing, did he go on appeal? No, he did not. Says Martin, and the count evens at 2-2. Sebastian Almonte in the on-deck circle for the Tortugas. Righty from the first base side, the 2-2. Off the inside corner, it's a full count. Hartwig thought he had him. But it did miss off the plate inside. It's 3-2. Jones trying to either give Daytona the lead or keep the inning going. Payoff pitch. Outside corner. Ball four. Wow. I thought that one was strike three along with the Mets. But looking at the StatCast data, with the automated ball strike system, I assume what is reading this It was inside, or rather outside, to Jones. And so there are men at the corners and two away. And Daytona will bring back Sebastian Almonte and send up Danny Lantigua as a pinch hitter instead. Now the Mets had broke off towards the third base dugout. I was about ready to ring up Hayden Jones as well, but he's got a better eye than I. And he earns himself a walk to keep the rally alive for Danny Lantigua. RBI base hit on Sunday. Step in here with men at the corners and two out. Switch hitter batting left-handed, and the first pitch is outside for ball one. Lantigua coming into tonight for Daytona. A .185 average, 5-for-27. A double, no homers, and an RBI. He borrowed the go-ahead run at third. Throw back to first, and Jones dives back safely. And that the first of three potential moves for Hartwig. Notable because there's a man at third base. Should he get to a third, a balk would bring in the go-ahead run. The 1-0. And Lantigua thought about it, called strike. Inside corner, count even. Lantigua. Sunday's game, 1-for-4 with that RBI. As he swings and hits this one on the ground, knocked down with the chest by the first baseman, Barrasierta, picks it up and steps on the bag. And Lantigua retired to end the inning. So Daytona gets a two-out walk, but strand that auto runner at third base. Mets going to try and give Daytona their fifth walk-off loss of the season. Dennis Boatman coming on. It'll be 8-9-1 due up for the Mets, even at four on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink special starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Go to the bullpen for Daytona as we head to the top, or rather bottom, of the 10th inning. Omar De Los Santos, the auto runner at second base. It will be Osborne, Suarez, and Ramirez. Dennis Boatman on to pitch with Hayden Jones. Oh, that's what it was. Jones going back towards the first base dugout for Daytona. It wasn't an injury thing. It was trainer Josh Hobson putting some more whiteout or nail polish or whatever on Jones's throwing hand so Boatman can better see the signs. This is the first extra inning game this year for the Mets, the already fourth for Daytona. Osborne 0-for-3 with a couple fly balls, one in the infield, one to center, and a strikeout. The first pitch from Dennis is up and away for ball one. Boatman, 6'4", 228 pounds, 22 years old, from Roseville, California. 17th round pick of the Reds last year at a Sacramento City College in the Golden State. The 1-0. Low. Another fastball, 2-0. Boatman coming into tonight, making his fifth appearance, 0-1. One unearned run, that was on the walk-off Sack fly by Adanson Cruz a couple Wednesdays ago, the 2-0. And this one popped in the air, right field line, out of play. And it's two balls and one strike. Boatman 3-for-3 in save chances, one hit and three in the third innings. One walk, that was an intentional walk. And four strikeouts, an 0.91 opponent batting average. De Los Santos leads off of second. The 2-1 runner breaks towards third. This one ripped down the left field line, and the Mets are going to win the game on the base hit off the left field wall by Drake Osborne. And for the fifth time this season, the Tortugas have been walked off on the road. To put that in perspective, Daytona was walked off six times in 2021 and six times in 2019. And they've already had it happen to them five times in their eight losses this year. We'll take a break and come back. 5-4-10 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink special starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Well, for as much good fortune as Daytona had at home, they have continued to have the worst of all possible luck in visiting ballparks this season, as for the fifth time in seven road games, the Tortugas have been walked off as the Mets win it tonight in 10-5-4. They tied it in the ninth on a home run by Consuegra, won it in the 10th on the Drake Osborne base hit. As Daytona with the loss back at 500 at 8-8. Mets with the victory become the second team in the league to get to double-digit victories. They are 10-7. And it's just hard to fathom at this point. They've played seven road games. They've been walked off five times. All seven games have been decided by two or fewer runs. One run and or in its final at-bat. And four of the seven have gone to extra innings. Daytona 1-3 in those extra inning games. As I put on Twitter, I have run out of words to describe this. They were walked off six times in 137 some odd games in 2019, six times in 120 games last year, and five times in 16 games so far in 2022. And I thought six times in one season was a big number the last two minor league seasons, but this is just obscene. And your heart breaks for these Daytona players who have played so hard and seemingly done all the little things right, especially in these road games, but for whatever reason, they have been handed the unluckiest of the deck of cards they can possibly be dealt in the first seven road games of the season. We'll take you through the game that was tonight. Still trying to comprehend how this has happened again. We aren't even out of the first month of the year. Taking you through the game that was the right-hander Sam Benscooter to start against the right-hander for the Mets, Franklin Sanchez. A scoreless game going to the top of the second inning. Daytona started that frame with a walk to Hayden Jones. A wild pitch would advance him to second after Sebastian Almonte struck out. Andrew Salcedo earned a free pass. And then Jay Allen walked to load the bases. Austin Hendrick would single to right. Brought home a run. Everyone moved up 90 feet. Was a 1-0 Daytona lead. Then Michelle Triana was walked with the bases loaded. Made it 2-0. That was it for on out of the bullpen was the left-hander Daniel Juarez, and on the first pitch he threw, Ruben Ibarra, or in the first at-bat he had, he gave up a base hit to left by Ruben Ibarra. Allen scored, but Austin Hendrick was thrown out trying to score from second base, and so Daytona had a 3-0 lead. Jamal O'Gwin would walk, and then Gus Steiger flied out to right to end that inning. In the fifth, Daytona added some insurance with one out. Jamal O'Gwin walked. Moved to second on a ground out by Steiger and then scored on the base hit to right by Hayden Jones. So Daytona had a 4-0 lead. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, Sam Benscooter was cruising. Had retired the side in order in three of his first four frames, but ran into some problems to start the fifth. Carlos Dominguez a single, Raul Berasierta a double over the right fielder's head, and then Omar De Los Santos a three-run home run to left field. Made it a 4-3 ball game, but Benscooter settled down, got back-to-back strikeouts and a fly ball to left to end the inning. Remained a 4-3 contest to the top of the ninth inning. Jose Franco jumped ahead of the leadoff batter, Stanley Consuegra, 0-2. Then became a 2-2 count, and Consuegra clocked that pitch just in front of the video board in left center for his first home run of the year. Tied the game at 4. The Mets would put the winning run at third base with two out. Dominguez a double, a walk to Berasierta, and a passed ball to move the runners to second and third. But Franco struck out De Los Santos swinging to end the inning. In the 10th, Daytona would threaten as well. A fly ball to left by O'Gwin, a bunt by Steiger, then a walk to Hayden Jones, put runners at the corners, but a ground out to first by pinch hitter Danny Lantigua ended the inning, and then in the bottom of the 10th did not last long. Drake Osborne at the plate, Omar De Los Santos the auto runner, and on a 2-1 pitch, Osborne lining a base hit off the left field wall, and the Mets win it tonight in walk-off fashion, 5-4. Winning pitcher Grant Hartwig, he is 3-0 already this year. One inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, no strikeouts. Losing pitcher Dennis Boatman, he drops to 0-2. Both runs he's allowed, the innings pitched, a hit, no walks, no Ks. Final line score tonight, Daytona, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 11. The Mets, 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 4. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,488 here at Clover Park. Taking you through the day that was in the Florida State League. Final at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Cardinals, who had lost 6 of 7, knock off Jupiter 2-0 tonight. Tampa and Lakeland still playing top of the ninth inning. Flying Tigers, a 3-1 lead at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Bottom eight in Bradenton. The Marauders leading the Dunedin Blue Jays in the slugfest 8-6, and they are in the top of the eighth in Fort Myers. Clearwater leading the Mighty Muscles 7-3. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, Reds at home against the Padres. Bottom of the seventh, San Diego, a 9-5 lead on the Redlegs. As Colin Moran, a couple of RBIs tonight. Jonathan India, 1-for-3 with a double in his return off the injured list. Bottom eight, Triple-A Louisville, a 6-5 lead on the Columbus Clippers. Guardians Triple-A team, top of the sixth in Chattanooga. The Double-A Lookouts trailing the Tennessee Smokies Cubs affiliate 5-4, Matt Lloyd, a 3-run homer. And top of the ninth in Fort Wayne, Indiana, High A Dayton leading the Tin Caps Padres affiliate 4-0. Reese Hines, a solo home run in that one, his second of the year. Tortuga alumni Joe Boyle and Evan Kravitz working on a combined one hitter so far tonight. As for the Major League Baseball scoreboard, as we reach the top of the 9 o'clock hour, top of the seventh in Pittsburgh, Brewers leading the Pirates 10-4. Rays hosting the Mariners. Seattle, an 8-0 lead in the seventh. Bottom six in Philadelphia. The Phillies, a 9-1 advantage on the Rockies. Marlins, a 3-1 lead on the Nationals. Top of the six, Yankees 6. Orioles 3, top six. And the 2-1 sixth inning in Toronto. 2-0 Royals on top of the White Sox on the south side of Chicago. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning in Atlanta, it's the defending world champion Braves leading the Cubs 3-1. Bottom five in Minnesota. Twins leading the Tigers 3-0, Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing in the bottom of the third in St. Louis. Chris Bassett against Andre Pallante. Bottom three in Texas, Rangers and Astros tied at 1. Taylor Hearn against Jake Odorizzi. Everything else will start in about a half hour or later. 9:38 first pitch, Angels hosting the Cleveland Guardians. Patrick Sandoval against Tristan McKenzie. Diamondbacks hosting the Dodgers at 9:40, Tony Gonsolin against Zach Davies, and the Giants and A's out in San Francisco at 9:45. Carlos Rodon against Dalton Jeffries. Daytona will try and put today's game behind them when they play game two of this series tomorrow. Our coverage begins on the radio network with a pregame show at 5:55. Reynaldo Cruz will make his second start of the year. No record, a 7.56 ERA. He'll go up against the southpaw Keyshawn Askew, who started against Daytona on opening night. No record, and a 1.64 ERA. Again, our coverage starting at 5:55, leading up to the 6:10 first pitch on the Tortugas Radio Network. Another gut-wrenching ball game tonight for the green and blue. We hope for a much calmer and less anxiety-producing ball game tomorrow night. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. Again, your final in 10. The Mets 5 and the Tortugas 4. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use, reproduced or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.